Judges chapter 6, verses 33 to 40. Now, we've been following Gideon and his career for a few days now. We've seen him as a nervous man, a retiring man, a very cautious man, an anxious man. But he is the one that God has appointed to deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. In himself, he just can't do it. He's not up to the job, and he knows and feels it. But God has, by a strange set of circumstances, brought him to the place where he is now Israel's leader and judge. And things are reaching boiling point, and war is about to break out. Gideon has been nervous, but God has given him clear indications that he is the man for the job. You remember the meal that was prepared, and it was sacrificed and went up in flames and so on. And Gideon has seen the point, and although nervously, he has destroyed the altar of Baal and the Asherah pole. And here he is now, ready, as much as he's ever going to be, ready to take the fight to Midian. Now all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples joined forces and crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. Well, there it is. The enemy have come in huge numbers. And here's poor Gideon. But 34. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. And there's the answer. Here's the weak man. Here's the earthen vessel. Here's the cracked pot. Here is the nobody. 1 Corinthians 1, yes, but God by his Spirit comes upon him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and all was well. No, and he blew a trumpet. No. You see, it is the Spirit and the trumpet. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon Gideon, and Gideon blows the trumpet. Well, you say, making a mountain out of a molehill. I don't think so. We've seen this principle again and again in the life of Gideon, throughout the book of Judges. We've seen it throughout the entire scriptures. It's this synergism again. It's God and Gideon. It's the Spirit and the trumpet. It's not the trumpet. It's not the Spirit alone. It is the Spirit using the man to blow the trumpet. The trumpet's no power. It's the Spirit of the Lord got the power. But Gideon has to blow the trumpet. And blowing the trumpet, he summons the Abiezrites, the local people first. And then it spreads throughout Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali, all these tribes in the north. And here they come, and Gideon is now ready. No, he's not. He's still nervous, 36 to 40. Now, if you will, see, here he is doubting it. If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised. Here he is doubting God. Oh, what a rebuke to me. You fearful souls, fresh courage take. Begone unbelief, my Savior is near. And has he said, what more can he say to you that he has said? If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised. That's an insult, Gideon. That's lack of faith here. That's doubt. Look, and he uses the fleece and the dew, the wet and the not wet and all the rest of it. And God allows him to do this, and God goes along with this. This passage is not in the Bible to encourage us to doubt and to try these tests and tricks. God has given Gideon all he needs and given him promise, and he's given him evidence. He doesn't need this, but God, in his mercy and goodness, helps him. After all, this man Gideon has got 32,000 people with him, chapter 7, verse 3. Barak only had 10,000, that's in chapter 4, verse 6. He's got a huge number here. But here he is doubting. Then I will know, verse 37. Then I will know. I don't know now. He's a fearful soul. But he's had the sign. He's had the sign of the rock. He's had the promise of God, and that should be enough. Nevertheless, I find this passage a great encouragement to me, a challenge to me, a rebuke to me, not to doubt. Is it to you, my brother and sister? Do not doubt. Trust the Lord. Rely upon his word. Don't test him. Don't put him to the test. 1 Corinthians 10. Don't try God in this way. Don't tempt him in this way. Test him in the wrong sense. But it is an encouragement to me. I feel fearful and weak and doubting. I wonder. I don't know. But you see, God uses the weak, the feeble. I'm not going to misapply this episode and try to put God to the test. No. Help me to trust. I want to find help to trust God in walking in his way and serving him. But I do also see this tremendously valuable lesson again, very important lesson today. It's not let go and let God. It's not take it all by faith. It is the Spirit and the trumpet. I have the little trumpet, I'll blow it, but only by the power of the Spirit. I'm not going to say it's down to the Spirit only and I have to do nothing. We are God's fellow workers. We labor, we sow, we water, but God gives the increase. But we have our part to do. Brother and sister, be working for Jesus, trusting in the power of the Spirit, not in your own strength. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. But trusting in God's Spirit, blow the trumpet. That's what I see from this passage. Yes, the Midianites, the Amalekites, all the other eastern peoples, they join together, they come against us. But with God, one, and a little trumpet. David, the pebble, yes. The smallness, Shamgar with the ox goad, yes. One with God, as they say, has been said, is a majority. And may God bless this little episode. Not for us to copy in the wrong sense, but to take encouragement and feel the rebuke and see the tremendous lesson, the Spirit and the trumpet. The Spirit and the trumpet.